I really don't think there's any more demonstration of what unity is in looking at all these chain of events. You know, here this tragedy occurs. Charles responds to Samaritan's purses. And now here we today on Sabbath are sitting here, part of that. Think of the unity experience, unifying experience that this has. And this is really, I think, what community is meant to be. I think this is what meant to be when we talk about the lesson in church organization and unity. Here, Charles is part of an organization. They let him know, hey, we have a need here. Would you like to come and be a part of this? Then you actually take the responsibility to get there, right?
So they're totally responsible for getting there. They will find a place for us to sleep. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's their mattresses on the floor.
I was about to say, it's not your very good accommodations.
No, matter of fact, this time was probably one of the best because they found a youth camp and we had bunk beds that we could sleep in.
Okay.
Most of the time it's taking air mattresses or a cot. Sleeping in the gym somewhere.
And you think about it. This is what truthfully the church is meant to do, is unify. Create that unity. Create this experience of us knowing how to deal with this life experience that all of us are involved in. I mean, we sit here and talk about the tragedy in paradise or the tragedy of a friend of Angela's or coworker. You know, these kind of experiences are what we're all dealing with. And how do we come together and support one another? How do we come together and recognize that this is part of a life experience that we're all living in? We all are dealing with life experiences.
Amid all of this, these catastrophes, what do we think that God is trying to teach us?
I don't know if it's God teaching. I think what we have a demonstration of, what happens, you know, we make God declaring, okay, the ground's going to be cursed. God wasn't making this thing occur. He was saying, this is what sin does. This is the results of sin. So when I hear that question, what is God teaching? To me, it implies that God is the author of this. And I always want to differentiate is God's trying to help us understand what it looks like to be out of connection with Him. Go ahead.
But in the midst of it, we see the hand of God because those lives were saved. And even one lady lost her dog, the dog some kind of way was found. We see that God's hand was everywhere in the midst of that.
Absolutely. God's hand is always there, always a part of. And that's the dynamic thing, is to understand God's presence, but doesn't mean God's the author. And that's a very important thing. You know, that one cabin that there, to those people that are saying, oh, God spared my cabin, I really struggle with that. Because to me, that's saying God's putting His finger up there. Okay, this one, nope. Yep, this one, yep. You know, and that becomes such a trouble doesn't make sense to me. Now, I don't, not to say that I do not, I do believe there's been times protection afforded. I mean, you think about some of the experiences in the world. You know, we look at the flood as this tragic thing, and we read about it, and we hear, oh, God, and the people responded after the flood. What did they respond to? We got to make sure we don't ever have this happen again. And really, God was preserving the lineage for Jesus to come so there would be a Savior. But we get caught in the process of what's going on here. So it's really a challenging thing to know how to come up with some of these recognitions, and I think that's always the challenge. I was reading this in the lesson. As Seventh-day Adventists, we are Protestant Christians who believe that salvation is through faith alone in what Jesus Christ has accomplished for humanity. We do not need a church
or church hierarchy in order to receive the benefits of what Christ has done for us. When we get what we get from Christ, we get directly from Him as our substitute on the cross, as our mediating high priest in the heavenly sanctuary. Oh, that was excellently written. I think it's well stated that we're not tied to this, an organization to experience salvation.